Thank you for calling, Jamar. This is Shelley speaking. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I am in the process of sending a photo description of some ships that I got that I had found some defects, imperfections in them. And it was like a request for reshipment. And at the I was told, advised by someone else in the past that I need to put my customer number on there. And I have a order, one of the past orders, but I was wondering, does the customer number remain the same with each order a person makes, or is each order a different customer number?
It depends. If you have several build-ups with us, then it usually only changes the last number on each account number. If you've placed orders with one-shot orders, then it does change.
With one shot, meaning one item, or do you mean like one individual time, or more multiple times, or?
No. One-shot meaning that you ordered from the eShop for one specific item and it's not a build-up.
Oh, I mean it's not related to other orders in terms of having collections and sequences of collections.
Right.
Okay, so there are a number of ships that I have ordered in the past. And I don't know if they're related or not in terms of the orders. Would one customer number be sufficient for that? Or do you think I need to find the receipts on each of those ships?
If you put your one customer number, we'll be able to pull up the accounts and associate the ships. If you just add the names of the ships, we can pull them up under your name and individually locate them. We just need one of the account numbers for verification.
Okay, so I have photos of the ships, so probably from just that they can tell the name of the ship. But should I also include the list of the names of the ships in the introduction of the email, or is that necessary? Or and just put in the one customer number I have.
I would add the one customer number that you have, and I would definitely include the names of the ships so that way we know which ones we're looking at. Most of our agents are familiar with how the ships look, but there may be some that look too similar, and if we accidentally reship you the wrong one, that could be a
I see.
problem. So I would put the right one in there, yeah.
Okay. All right, then I'll list the ships, and the one customer number should be sufficient because then they could connect it with all the customer numbers that had been created. Okay. All right, so I guess I'm all set then. I guess I just have to put one customer number on there. That makes it a lot easier.
Yes, sir.
And I'll put the ships in there too. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. If there's nothing else I can assist with, thank you for calling Gamas. Please
Yeah,
hold
I
for
guess I
one
have one question
question.
I just thought of. Once what's it called, the committee looks over at it, how will I get an answer from them, and how long will it take for an answer from them?
I don't really have an ETA on that. It can be anywhere between 24 hours to about 3 or 4 days, depending on the reship type. Once we reship it does automatically send an email to advise you that that's happening.
Okay, or if they reject the request, that will also be on the email.
Of course, that would be a person messaging you back to let you know.
Okay, not that I'm expecting that, but I have found defects in the ships, in terms of paint, a slab of paint where it doesn't belong, and a decal that is scrunched up, or a decal that's not very bright, they can hardly see. Or a part that was broken off, kind of things like that. I guess the chances are they'll honor it, you think?
That's our email escalation team. If for some reason they decline it, they'll just let you know that. I haven't seen them decline too many things, though.
Okay, yeah, because I guess I'm glad about that. It's kind of like I'm a perfectionist, and when I think of something that's not quite perfect with the model, it kind of bothers me, I guess. I'm an artist, and I'm that way. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for calling Gamas. Please hold for one question survey.